Time to mix in a little trivia, have a little fun, lighten the mood here. Actually, mood's been just fine today. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. All right, Joe, here's the question. Top 10, looking for the top 10 jersey sales from the NFL draft.
All right, I'm going to guess.
Who were the top 10 jersey sales at the draft?
Cam Ward, of course.
Yes, let me pull up my list so I can get you the correct in order.
I know Travis Hunter will definitely be correct. I would guess Hunter is going to be number one.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't. Ashton Jeanty would be on this list.
Yes.
Which Shedeur Sanders going to be on this list? Even though he's a fifth round pick. I mean Abdul Carter because he went so high.
Yes.
Okay. What about?
You have Cam Ward number two, Travis Hunter number one. You say Sanders number three.
Yeah, Sanders number
three. GT number four, Abdul Carter number seven.
Jackson Dart?
Six.
Okay, quarterback, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What about Matthew Golden?
Eighth.
See what number he's wearing?
22.
22, yeah.
You see what number Terrace Marshall Jr. is wearing with the Eagles? Wide receiver? 46.
The former second?
46.
As a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Well, that's a choice.
Terrible.
Jeez.
One off of greatness.
Looking for number 5, number 9, and number 10.
What about Colston Loveland?
Number 10.
Sneaks in there. Okay. I don't want to get lineman numbers usually. I don't know. How about Max Hairston doesn't make it in, does he?
He does not.
Okay. I know Bills fans will buy up those jerseys, but O'Marrion Hampton?
Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10? Is there another quarterback? Yeah, what about Tyler Shuck?
No. You're only missing one, right? Number 9?
I think just number 9.
You got Tet McMillan?
Oh, no, I missed okay. That was an obvious
5.
One,
yeah. And you're missing just one more. It's the other tight end.
Oh. Tyler Warren.
Yep. There's your top 10 in jersey sales.
Okay.
After the draft. Travis Hunter 1, Shedeur Sanders 3. Listen,
Shedeur
Sanders Browns is the actual potential sentience of quarterback purgatory. That guy might never play or might play 3 games, but all the hype, the buzz, the name, everything, and like the Browns, remember the year the Browns had 4 quarterbacks? Mm-hmm. Did somebody get a Dylan Gabriel jersey while they're at it? Maybe.
Is this just social media now that does this? Like, and is Sanders even worth lumping into this point? I'm gonna do it, and you tell me. That we're paying so much attention to all these superstars' sons now? Or is that always the case? Even when they're not, like, Charlie Woods.
Yep.
Bronny James. Shedeur Sanders. Sure, there's other examples that I'm missing out or I'm not thinking of right now off the top of my head. That just... We are the name. It's the name power that we care about. And maybe too much, even when the guy's not maybe worth it.
Rich in Florida. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I listened to the Bean-Jeremy conversation yesterday, and I was thinking about it. And it's, you know, you got a guy who's been prepping for months. He probably hasn't slept in 4 days. And he kind of went off, you know. But I want to comment on Jeremy. Jeremy, you handled that so professionally, dude.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you didn't snap. You didn't get high. You didn't get low. You stayed in the moment. I held on this long just to say that. You did a great job.
Thanks, man.
I don't think there's any apologies needed it is what it is. It's good radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks, Rich. Some people got upset that, you know, I got one guy said, when you hung up, you said, we're not here to be belittled, and that I should have said that to Bean, which I would have, and, you know, the whole thing happened live, but I thought the fantasy football jabs were an attempt to make people feel less than, and I didn't appreciate it. That's why I pushed back on it multiple times. So, that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, no hard feelings. I'm just going to stand up for, you know, we do our homework, and we know that this position is of importance, so don't try to talk to us like we're just some sort of fantasy football guys.
Right.
That's all. So, thanks, Rich. Thanks for the kind words. And, you know, I don't have any grudge towards Brandon Bean. I think he's done a good job. think he's been pretty consistent. It's funny. One takeaway people have is that they've never seen this side of Bean before. And I like to point out a lot, look at how he carries himself all over the place. And this notwithstanding, he never burns a bridge. Every time a guy leaves, it's, yeah, we love that guy. Love him. Wished I could keep the hell out of all these guys. You know, he's got the,
yeah,
whether that's Gabe or James Cook is going through it right now. Like, love Jim, love Jimbo, love mm-hmm. James, love it. They might be telling him to buzz off on a contract, but publicly, he does not burn a bridge.
Right. And then they often come back.
They told right, the number of guys that come back, the relationships crazy. Must be good enough. He tells Jordan Poyer, like, go look and see what you can get. Jordan Poyer comes back.
Yep.
So I think that's an asset for a franchise to not carry itself in a way that, you know, burns bridges.
Definitely.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. CJ, before the break. What's up, CJ?
Hey, guys. I just want to see, do you think this is more pressure on Sean McDermott, saying as though Josh Allen, the quarterback, took lesser money? He didn't have to, but he did. And you don't give weapons to the man in the last two playoff games that need help, obviously, versus the Chiefs. We got the ball last, but you give the defense more weapons. So the coach to have he has more talent now around him. Other than Josh Allen had more talent, you gave it to the defensive head coach, defensive-minded head coach. He should be able to close out a game other than Josh Allen needed to do it now. That's just my view on it, but that I think that puts more pressure on the head coach to get that done.
Yep, I agree with that, CJ. He's given the head coach all of the defensive weapons. The thing about it is, I just want to be careful. We shouldn't just assume that the head coach only wants defensive pieces. The head coach is very likely to want his offense to give him as much cushion as possible, to have explosive players. We just kind of, I think, too often pigeonhole McDermott as a guy that wants to win 17-13. I don't think he is that guy. I don't. He wants to win, and there are a lot of ways to win football games, mm-hmm. and there's been an evolution for him along the way. So that's all. 803-0550. Sal's coming up top of the hour, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Get his thoughts on Elijah Moore in for a visit. We will wrap, and then what else? What's going on today? We got some hot. Is Winnipeg playing tonight? They are. All right, we'll do as a goalie when we get back.
There's a thing with Connor Hellebuck.
We got to talk about Hellebuck.
Yeah. Winnipeg does not play tonight, by the way.
Oh, okay, well, we can talk about Hellebuck. We can talk about Hellebuck anyway.
Yeah, Winnipeg plays tomorrow.
5 minutes on goalie instead of receiver. All right, Exendo Sports coming up.